You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Giants have run into a little bit of a losing skid, and that has caused a little bit of consternation for those paying attention to this team. So let's talk everyone down from the ledge. I'm Allison Twitter. I'm here with Chris Half. Chris, okay, so the Giants have had a really, really great season. Every team that has a great season also is going to have a part of the season where they're just not very good, and the Giants have kind of run into that. I guess it was a little bit disheartening for them to open the second half by being swept by the Padres. Sometimes when you lose a lot of games but you're doing it against good teams, it's okay, but I guess that they probably had to be a little bit frustrated to go to San Diego and lose three straight, weren't they?
Definitely, Allison, and the way they lost the middle game of that series, 7-6 defeat in 10 innings, really gnawed at them. They had a lead. They fought in the 10th inning to get a lead, and then their closer, Santiago Garcia, blew the lead. And whenever that happens, players say they can wash it off, as Bruce Bochy would say, but I think that particular defeat stung a little bit. And as I wrote my off day story, I believe that that strengthened their resolve to try and get some relief help.
Yeah, I mean, we've sort of been wondering if the bullpen was indeed going to be an issue for them. Those are the worst way to lose games, when your bullpen blows it. So I guess the Giants are just, like, in a position where, I mean, they can't possibly be, like, freaking out over this. But could that lead to them being somewhat aggressive at the trade deadline, which is actually coming up in about a week and a half?
Yeah, I would say they're not freaking out, but they are being very diligent in working the phones, getting their scouts out there to, examine all possible options. So they tend to get stuff done around the trade deadline, and I wouldn't be surprised if this is another example.
What else besides that one game where the bullpen blew it? But has there been anything else that you, like, just by observing the team, watching them play, that has been concerning to you, just from, an everyday standpoint? I mean, it doesn't look like they're their offense has been okay, considering who they're missing. Is there anything else that's glaring about what might be, a cause for alarm as you're looking sort of long term?
You've mentioned the offense has been okay. That's been just that, okay. Nothing spectacular, actually, maybe sometimes inadequate. But a part of that is due to the absence of three key players, Hunter Pence, Matt Duffy, and Joe Panik. They were able to, in the first half, they were able to compensate a little bit with some contributions from youngsters and pickups. But now over the long haul, missing three players of that caliber is going to take its toll. And so They're hoping these three guys can come back in timely fashion. B, if they can't, well, then they may have to go out and do something.
Yeah, so I was talking to another reporter just in general about the NL West, and he pointed out that, the Giants and the Dodgers' records might be a little skewed. They may not quite be as good as the record show, basically because the rest of the division is terrible. And I know that sounds kind of offensive to fans of, the Rockies and the D-backs and the Padres, but it is true. I mean, they're all under 500, and some are way, way under 500. Do you think that there's any validity to that? Because if you look at the Giants' record overall, if they have one of the best records in baseball, they're definitely a top-five team. Is it a little bit maybe exaggerated when it comes down to the actual talent that they have?
I'd say there's a little bit of truth to the skeptic's view. I mean, it's not that strong a division. It's a tough division. I don't think there's anything such thing as a weak division in Major League Baseball. Let's start there. I think it's often a tough division because these teams play each other very competitively. I mean, the Rockies are, tough to beat at home, and on the road, the array of hitters they have, they can give you some problems. The D-backs are, Greinke's hurt right now, but on certain nights they can be very competitive with the pitching, and they don't often beat themselves with mistakes. Who am I leaving out here? The Padres, they've gotten better. They've just gotten better all around, I think. So, I mean, I'm not saying all three of those teams are knocking at the door of the next year's pennant, but it can be a tough division. That said, the Giants have a disproportionately decent record against the West this year, compensating for what they did last year, and that has made a big difference.
So the team is on a Red Sox-Yankees road trip. It's a rarity for the Giants to be able to play the Red Sox. I think it's only happened a few times since interleague play started. Is there a different feeling? I mean, is there a sense of excitement? I remember covering the Astros, and they had a Red Sox-Yankees road trip in 2003, and it was a big deal for a lot of these guys just from a historical nature. Were the Giants players that were a little bit more excited than maybe other road trips to play at Fenway?
Definitely. They definitely enjoyed the Fenway experience despite the two defeats. I talked to players who toured, on their own volition, the inside and even the outside of the park, looking at all the plaques, the mementos, the, legendary spots. They went inside the wall like everybody does. Mm-hmm. Everybody who has a chance to does, I should say. And excuse me, they really drank in the tradition, the flavor of that grand old stadium, and in a way that makes it not an old stadium. It makes it just something that's everlasting, and something players can appreciate forever, as well as the fans.
The place is awesome. I remember the World Series a few years ago. They had, for their big gala, you could, go on the field and stand in front of the Green Monster and get your picture taken. And, I'm jaded, but I'm kind of numb to all this. So I was like, this is really cool. Stand in front of the Green Monster and get my picture taken. That's something you don't get to do too often.
No, that's just it. I think a place like that erases your whatever cynicism or jadedness that you may have had. Maybe I'm going a little overboard here, but it's almost a cleansing experience, and it just refocuses and resets your perspective.
That's how I feel when I go to Wrigley Field. I've been there a million times, having covered a team in that division, and when I hear people say it's a dump, I'm like, you really need to check yourself, maybe go find a different profession if enjoying being here, because that place is awesome. But anyway, and I like the new ballparks too, and Giants ballpark is actually my favorite one, so good times. All right, Chris, enjoy New York, and we'll catch up with you closer to the trade deadline. Thank you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.